I want you to get together.
One of the first things I would say is, okay, be careful who you tell. You know some stuff now, right? You've figured some stuff out. You've seen through the veil. You're finally seeing reality for what it really is. Okay. And now you need to shut your mouth. You need to be careful now who you're going to choose to tell. You need to be very selective. You can't just go around saying it to anybody and everybody.
It's just verbal diarrhea everywhere. Can't have that.
No, and it's not going to help. It's not going to wake people up. It's actually going to do you a huge disservice in the long run. Like a massive disservice. Because what you're going to do is you're going to create a public image of who you are. Mm-hmm. And that will follow you everywhere. You might not be able to even get a job, or you might get fired from your work if you're not careful about who and when you're going to say these things to. And that's why my first advice is, you're not going to save the world. Calm down. Calm down. You might no longer see yourself a part of the world, but you're still in the world. This is what Paul was telling people, okay? You're in the world, but you're not of the world, but you're still in it. You still have a life to live here. You still have bills to pay. You've got a family to look after. You've got people relying on you. And God gave you to have a life, not to waste it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you live in fear and you go out there screaming things from the rooftop, which are completely pointless and devoid of meaning and irrelevant in the long run anyway, like, I don't know, the Illuminati of did 9/11 or something, you know, or whatever you've come across, you know what I mean? Monsanto's poisoning the food. Like, whatever it is, whatever your thing is, look at the lines in the sky. Okay, whatever your point is, it's kind of, okay, yes, but. There's always this but to it, okay? It's kind of screaming that out loud right now is not going to change it, and it's actually going to make your life objectively worse because the people around you are going to react to what you just did, and it will not have a good effect in the long term. In fact, what you're going to do is burn so many bridges, and people are going to leave you so fast, you'll be weaker for it in the world because you are only... It's not what you know, it's who you know, unfortunately. So that's why you have to start to be careful now about who you tell and when. There's a time and a place, and the work break room is not that place all the time. That's my warning to people. And also, not everybody is your friend. Okay? There may be people in your workplace, and this is the thing they were waiting for to use against you. Okay? Not everybody is your friend. In fact, in this world, you do have an enemy, a real spiritual enemy who works through people, okay? And don't give them the ammunition to shoot you in the head. Don't give them the means to that end, okay? Because they will take it. There are bad people in this world, narcissists, psychopaths in this world, and the world is not kind to truthers, okay? So shut up. That's the first bit of advice. You know some things, keep it to yourself for now, okay? What you need to start doing is building a life where you can create for yourself the freedom to say those things. And you're not going to be able to get there so easily if you burn too many bridges too quickly. Okay? So now you need to find a way out of the system quietly. Never tell the devil your plans. Okay? Never let them know what your next step is. Because there will be people who will work against you to prevent you from getting to those goals. If your vision of freedom comes with having land to grow your own food and raise livestock and disconnect from the grid, then start doing it now. Start saving the money you're earning within the world to build that world that you see yourself where you're free and can say what you want without people cutting off your food supply, or which is money, basically, you know, your job, you know, whatever that is. Like, just be careful. Be so careful. But I understand and I'm empathetic with the desire to scream from the rooftops to your loved ones, friends and family what's going on. You want to help them. Now, this is where the big problem comes in. The truth is actually a weapon. Okay? It's dangerously powerful. It's a very sharp sword. It's a high ballistic rifle. It can destroy... obliterate people very easily, okay? And people don't like it when you brandish weapons in their face. The first thing they do is get defensive or even shoot back, okay? You have to treat the truth like that. You are holding and brandishing the sword of truth, okay? A weapon. Do not just go throwing it around because people will see it as a threat to their preconceived notions about reality. And they're not going to be thankful you've kicked down their door and you're waving a rifle in their face. Okay, they're not going to be happy that you've burst their bubble with your high caliber rounds. Okay, they're going to see it as an act of aggression, an act of war, and they aren't, people are not afraid to bring the full force of the system against you to prevent that happening. Okay, because you're a risk to other people as well.
Yeah,
it's up to them to bring you down before it's too late, and that's how you get sectioned and put in insane asylums or locked away or something, or again ostracized, lose your friends and family, isolated, and the rest of it. Treat the truth like an extremely delicate wad of C4. All right, a really old TNT. Don't just be extremely delicate with that thing. All right, it's not something to play around with. It really isn't.
Right,
and because people are too in it. People are too far in it. And they are actually happy believing the lie. And you are ruining their illusions that they're comfortable in. Okay, and people do not like their comforts being taken away from them. And this is why you have to be careful who you tell in time and place. Time and place. I'm serious. Choose it extremely wisely. Because this is the other sad truth, you can't wake people up. Jesus does that, not you. You're actually not waking people up. This is why my channel, it's like, it's the truth of therapy sessions, so people have already woken up. Because I had nothing to do with it, you know? I'm not in the game of waking people up. I'm in the game of helping people who have woken up come to terms with it. There's a difference. This is what I want to bring people to Christ, but all I can do is tell them about him. I can't make them believe. Correct. I don't make people believe that. God does that. In their time, after the experiences necessary in their life happen, for them to actually understand what it is and why it applies to them. And maybe they have to hit rock bottom. Maybe they have to go through some horrible trials and tribulations first to get it. And that's on their journey between them and God. But all we can do is tell them. And it's the same thing with the truth as well. You are not saving people or telling them the truth. Nobody wants to know this stuff unless they want to know it. You can tell them as much as you want, and it will always go on deaf ears. Unless they have made the conscious choice in their own minds and souls and hearts to say, I want to know. If they haven't done that, it's a waste of time. It's not getting in, which is why I'm saying, shut up.
Just shut your mouth.
Be very careful who you're going to talk to. Be very careful, because not everyone's your friend.
Yeah.
The world is just waiting.
You open doors. Yeah. It just happens. Yeah. Like there's... You're highlighting yourself, especially like with stuff like what we do. You're just putting a bullseye. If you're not ready for it, you just will fail. It's just one of those things. I don't think people understand getting into this type of disclosure to an extent, and that's what I'll call it, and waking people up makes you a target for sure. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So
hands down. Hands down, it's dangerous. It's really dangerous.
There's
some advice I've got for people. Just calm down, keep it to yourself, and start working on finding a way to get out quietly. Yeah. And then once you get yourself in a comfortable, get self-employed. Find a way to make money independent of other people, first of all.
Yeah.
It's sad, but you need money in this world, whether you like it or not. Yes, render unto Caesar what's Caesar's, but at the same time, feed your family. Okay? Like, sort that out first. Priorities, all right? Yeah, priorities. Get a roof over your head, but find a way to be self-sufficient at least. You know, I like I said, I had to quit my job as a supermarket manager because I couldn't pretend anymore. And I asked God to help me, you know, and my wife played a huge role in helping me have the courage to do that. She even said, just quit your job. Let's do this. We'll be fine. It will all work out, you know, and we became photographers, wedding photographers. We had the equipment, so we just did it. And guess what? We got gigs that supported us for a year. And then by that point, the gigs stopped coming, but the channel set off again. And the ad revenue came in. And then I wrote the book, and the book sales came in. And now I'm self-sufficient, and I'm free. And it's because I took that leap of faith to do that, you know. But not everyone can just take a leap of faith. I think luck is the wrong word, because I think God's in control. But at the same time, my story is not indicative of how yours is going to go. So don't take me as an example of what to do, you know. But what I'm saying is, it can be done. It can be done. But your method might not be becoming a full-blown internet conspiracy theorist, you know, or whatever. Like, maybe there's other things you can do.
It's not a job title that's for everyone, for sure.
But what I did is I had a set of skills I needed to apply who are intrinsically part of me. I'm an artist. I'm a creative person. I'm a speaker. I'm a writer. So I apply that, what I'm good at, the gifts God gave me, and I use them, and it works. So if you have a skill, there's something you're passionate about, pursue it independently, okay? You might have to work with somebody in that field for a while to get references, but then at the same time, once you get the knowledge and you can go on your own, become self-employed. It's the only real way in this world. You're going to be truly free enough to be who you want to be and not live that kind of lie where you're kind of pretending to be something you're not, which I know is a horrible feeling. I've done it, and I know it's what everyone craves to be, you know, but again, this is just the best I can give in terms of advice to get there. Just have a target and aim for it and go, because life is short as well. Like, you've only got so long, and realistically, what have you got to lose as long as you kept your mouth shut? You could always go back to finding a job with somebody else as long as you didn't burn any bridges and didn't let anybody know what your real thoughts are. You know? Like, it's kind of, which is why I'm saying don't burn bridges. Don't do that, you know, because you need to be set in a place where you can be the one saying these things before. So while you're in between, go on forums, go to the comment sections on channels like mine, join my Telegram. We're all there as a community sharing stuff with each other. Stay clued in, get a fellowship in private behind closed doors with other believers, but don't bring it into your day-to-day life. I'm serious. Like, and if people don't want to hear this, they think I'm trying to like silence the truth or something. And I'm like, look, a prophet is not welcomed in his own home. Yeah. Like, it's not, there's no point. It's a waste of time. It is like in person. They're not going to listen to it from you, the guy they've grown up with. They're not going to listen to it, okay? You need to, if they're going to know, they're going to find out on their own, okay? And that's when you can start talking to them and having a friendship with them in real life and the rest of it. But you just don't do it. Like, I know it sounds counterintuitive. I know what it sounds like when I'm saying, when I'm serious, it's the best advice I can give you as somebody who's done all the mistakes and gone through the process. Like,
yeah, you have really to be very judicious with it and who you talk to about it. And yeah, because otherwise you're just spewing it all over and it's not good. It's just not.
No.
But with everything, that all the research that you've done over the past 12 years, the little season, the clowns and the Nephilim and the occult and symbolism and all the things, right? Like, right now, what do you think is coming next? Like, what should people be watching for?
I want you to get together.